Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First time I've heard it this year. Because for whatever reason, I haven't listened to a ton of Christmas music.
I'm with you.
I'm going to change today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. I've been listening to a lot. I still love it.
That's because it's incredible.
It's just a phenomenal song.
Yes.
Right?
The band together, you get the sax solo, Bruce killing it.
It's just great.
They've never sounded better.
Matt Gaetz. Let's get to Gaetzy.
Oh, goody.
Let's get to Gaetzy. If you're surprised by any of this, you've stuck your head in the sand, or you're just such an ideologue. And again, save your text. Oh, ripping Republicans. Hell no. Give me Chris Christie. Give me Mitt Romney. Give me Jim Ramstad. Give me plenty of those type of Republicans. I'd vote for them over the far left Democrats every single time. I'd vote for them over many mainstream Democrats every time. Matt Gaetz has been filth for a long time. And Donald Trump didn't care at all. He cared about one thing. Gaetz was going to be his lapdog. That's it. The ethics report came out because even they can't stand him. Even the Republicans on the committee, Dave, can't stand him. So even after he quit to avoid this, even after, I don't know, anybody who's objective said, Donald Trump should pick a Republican. He won. He won decisively. He kicked Kamala Harris's butt. 7-0 in the swing states. That's a butt kicking. Okay? So, of course, Donald Trump should get a Republican. But how about somebody who isn't filled with ethical? Maybe he's heard of ethics because Matt Gaetz hasn't.
Gaetz was complaining, I saw in a quote, about the timing of the release being around Christmas and how horrible and awful it was to do it. I think I know why they did it, Matt. They don't like you.
No.
And there was a reason. You're right about that. The timing was absolutely
intentional.
Intentional.
Let's go over the seven most disgusting parts.
Should.
He used congressional resources in connection to obtaining drugs and paying for women for sex. Fake email through Congress. He accepted gifts in excess of personal amounts, specifically for a Bahamas trip. Let's just say some things happened and said, Bahamas trip, two other men and six women engaging in sexual activity, at least four of the women on the trip. And again, he's getting paid. He's writing it off. He's getting it paid for. He used or possessed illegal drugs, including cocaine, ecstasy, on multiple occasions. He regularly paid women for engaging in sexual activity with him, totaling over $100,000 with at least 15 women. This is from the report, the bipartisan report, by the way. Let's get to the next one here. Nearly every woman who spoke to the committee was so drunk or high they couldn't remember the full details or events they attended with Gates. So God knows what he's given him, more than just alcohol. He engaged in sexual activity with a 17-year-old girl. The testimony from the victim and other corroborating witnesses is credible. Again, bipartisan congressional committee who thought so dismissively, so disgustingly of this guy, they released the report. Yeah, right around Christmas. The DOJ failed to pursue justice despite overwhelming evidence and impeded the committee's investigation. How about that one? A lot of evidence showing that. By the way, it started under Donald John Trump. It continued under Joe Biden. Wait a second. I thought the Joe Biden DOJ, you know, what's going on here? Where should we go next with the political roundtable? Is Donald starting to get a little sensitive?
Yes.
To the Musk mania?
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Because he's at Turning Point, which is a powerful conservative group.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday in Phoenix. And he was playing the hits, right? He was going with a lot of stuff. But he also made sure to note that Elon is not going to run for president. He's not going to be president because he's not born here.
Broke down the Constitution there.
Broke down.
It's in the Constitution. He can't.
It's in the Constitution. It's getting to him. Prime Minister Musk, we've been saying for a while, but the Democrats are calling the Lincoln Group, which, by the way, has some ethical lapses itself, but also has fun at the expense of Donald Trump. They got a whole video out, 60-second video. President Elon Musk and his vice president, Donald Trump. And it has to drive him nuts. Just drive him completely.
Oh, yes. It clearly is.
Representative Kay Granger.
Ah, yes.
Till this weekend, I'd never heard of Republican Representative Kay Granger. You?
I had not, and it sounds like many people, at least the newer ones in Congress, probably hadn't either.
She's from Texas. She has now denied that she's in memory care. She's denied it. After a report came out that she had not been in Washington in months and had been found in a facility in Fort Worth which offered assisted living and memory care. The location itself declined to comment. But Granger's son confirmed to the Dallas Morning News that she was a resident. This is not former Congresswoman Kay Granger. This is present Congresswoman Kay Granger. He also acknowledged his mother was having some dementia issues late in the year. She has represented the 12th Congressional District in Texas since 97. She announced late in 2023 she would not run for re-election. She hasn't been involved in anything in Congress month after month after month after month. Just to point out what a clown show this is. In this case, this is the Republicans. Do I think the Democrats are capable of the same thing? I do. Not afraid to point out where things are different. Do I think the Democrats, if they wanted a note, wanted a vote and needed a vote, would do it? I do. Don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Absolutely do. And I heard Jordana talking about this situation this morning, and she was dead on. Representative Granger, her staff, they're stealing from the taxpayers. They're absolutely at this point
100%.
Stealing from the taxpayers. And I think she was saying, you know, if you miss one vote, fine. You miss two votes, raise my eyebrows. If you miss three votes, now you need a formal explanation, and it better be good.
Well, they miss way more than that. So that's not right on that part of it. But she's vanished since July. Gone. Zero. Not available. I thought Joe Biden was invisible. And he is.
Yeah.
And this show has pointed that out over and over and over again. So again, save the phony, ideological nonsense. Pointed out again, multiple days, the Wall Street Journal story, which scorched the number of people who lied about Joe Biden and the fact he really wasn't capable of being president day after day after day. Think about this. This reporter for the Dallas Express newspaper kept reaching out. We're glad you called us. We can't answer questions. We had the situation the other day with the Democrat, Curtis Johnson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who won the race, Little Canada. Turned out Curtis was lying, and judge determined didn't live there. Fake setup to win the race. I'm not kidding, by the way. I don't think the Democrats should be allowed to offer up another candidate in the race, in the second race. I'm not kidding. If you offer up someone who isn't eligible, because this is primarily a DFL district, you should then get to still win the seat? No. You lied to the voters, you should lose. And if someone is this incapacitated and they don't acknowledge it, if we want to say going forward, you lose out in that race for a term, 2 years, fine. Now, we had this with Dianne Feinstein for a few years, the august and well-regarded California senator. And it's sad. Could be you. Could be me. I keep sleeping 6 hours for 4 nights. It's going to be me. When aging happens, you have to do the bleeping job. And if you're invisible for this long, that's on her office, her loved ones, because it sounds like she might not have been capable of this.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Republican Party for not calling her out and saying, you got to vote. If you can't do the job, step away. It's as simple as that. It's partially stunning not. And then the last thing I want feedback on this, we've debated this many times. I have with others too. I'm not comfortable with my decision. But I still believe in rare cases, the death penalty should be in play in this country. In very, very rare cases. Do I have enough belief in this justice system? Not certain. It is heavily weighted to money, and at times, heavily weighted to race. So Joe Biden today commutes the death penalty for 37 of 40 on it at the federal level. Who does he not include? Three very visible individuals. Are there offenses more heinous? Go through the list and read them. They're not. They're just more visible, Dave. That's what they are.
And Boston Marathon bomber and
Dylan Roof.
Yeah.
And then why am I forgetting the other one right now? But they're all well publicized. So that's how the Biden administration chose this. They decided we wanted to avoid some of the negative publicity of the three most prominent ones. Again, they're not free. They're just off death penalty. You still believe that our government should be better than this, right?
Yes.
Than lowering ourselves?
I think we should strive to be better than eye for an eye.
I totally get that, and I wrestle with it, but I still believe some offenses are so grotesque, so cruel, that you don't deserve to live anymore. The conversation comes up again today because of this decision, and I believe Joe Biden believes in this personally. But if he believed in it enough personally, you know what? You don't even announce this when he was still running for president.
Correct. Or 4 years ago.
Yeah. So this is, I'm leaving. I don't have to worry about the heat. So if you really, really believe in it, Joe, you would have done it years ago. You would have run on it in 2020. He didn't. Do you believe we still should have the death penalty either at the state or federal level in our country? What do you want to say? 651-461-9226.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
How many times do they do this? Five or six, you think?
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really Always good. Entertaining.
Really good. Every single time. We're talking about death penalty. With the outgoing president commuting 37 of the 40 folks on federal death row, getting your thoughts. A lot of texts come in. The Reverend Colleen has called in. Colleen, go ahead. You're on CCO.
Yes, hi. I am totally against the death penalty in every situation, and it's not because of what the criminal deserves or doesn't deserve or having anything to do with their crime, but it's not equitable in the way it's sentenced. And I think it's cruel and barbaric. And it is proven to not be a deterrent. And then finally, it makes all of us citizens responsible for the death of a fellow citizen, whether we agree with it or not. Our resources and our people are all responsible for it. And I just think it's just wrong, and it should have been abolished years ago.
Thank you. I appreciate the phone call. Dave, that's a lot of what you have said when we've had extended visits on this conversation. And she makes a number of valid points that I wrestle with every time this conversation comes up, because if, God forbid, we put one person on death row and then execute them, and they are eventually exonerated, what does that say about our society?
Yeah, and people in different parts of the country can commit the same exact crimes. One ends up with life in prison. The other ends up on death row. And what you said last segment of some crimes are so heinous that someone deserves to die or deserves not to live, I just don't believe that's our decision to make.
But you're okay with us handing out life without parole? We collective, if we believe in the justice system, they do that, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that's, I don't think it's a stretch to say that's very different than the death penalty.
It is. I still think that we had someone set someone on fire yesterday. New York subway system. Someone who I believe was in the country, left the country, came back, I think illegally both times. If you're going to be that vicious, that hate-filled, with not a shred of humanity about it, there is still a part of me that believes that punishment is deserved. I think if we start saying on a lot of our punishments through our justice system and say, does it measure up as a deterrent, we would lose out on a lot of those punishments, right, Dave? Because we punish a lot of people and a lot of those same offenses still keep happening.
That's very true.
You know, so I get why we have it, but it rarely works in that way. It's a conversation we certainly will get back to more. Chip Scoggins, early next hour. It's time for the Lindis Construction Time Check, and it's time for you to call for a free attic inspection and heat map analysis.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.